Thousands of people took to the streets of Austria's capital on Saturday to protest against government plans to introduce mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations for all next month. "The government must go," Crowds chanted at one rally in central Vienna in what has become a routine Saturday event. Parliament is scheduled to vote next week on the issue, which has polarized the country as coronavirus cases surge. In November, the government announced a fourth national lockdown and said it would make vaccinations compulsory for all Austrians, the first European Union country to do so. India's Election Commission extended its ban on political rallies and roadshows in five states on Saturday due to rising COVID-19 cases in the country. The ban, which runs to January 22nd, excludes indoor political party events of less than 300 people or at 50% of a venue's capacity. That's what the watchdog said in a statement. Uttar Pradesh, India's most populous state and a key battleground for Prime Minister Narendra Modi, will hold elections starting next month. The northern state of Punjab, tourist hotspot Goa, and the northeastern state of Manipur will also hold elections in coming months. The bodies of 225 people killed in last week's unrest were delivered to morgues throughout Kazakhstan, including 19 members of the security forces, the prosecutor general's office said on Saturday. Violent protests erupted in the oil-rich Central Asian nation earlier this month, prompted by a jump in car fuel prices. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Frightened Tongans fled to higher ground Saturday after a massive volcanic eruption heard in neighboring countries triggered tsunami warnings across the South Pacific. A 1.2-meter tsunami wave has been observed, Australia's Bureau of Meteorology tweeted. The latest eruption of Hunga Tonga Hunga Haepai volcano came just a few hours after a separate Friday tsunami warning was lifted due to the eruption. The initial eruption lasted at least 8 minutes and sent plumes of gas, ash, and smoke several kilometers into the air. Residents in coastal areas were urged to head for higher ground. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center issued a tsunami advisory for American Samoa, saying there was a threat of sea level fluctuations and strong ocean currents that could be a hazard along beaches. Similar warnings were issued by authorities in New Zealand, Fiji, Vanuatu, and Australia, where authorities said a swath of coastline, including Sydney, could be hit by tsunami waves. In Japan, the southern prefecture of Okinawa reported record daily numbers of COVID-19 cases Saturday, fueled by the spread of the highly transmissible Omicron variant. Okinawa, which hosts 70% of U.S. military facilities in Japan, said it reported 1,829 new coronavirus cases on Saturday. An Omicron case is detected in Beijing, officials in the Chinese capital say, as the country battles multiple outbreaks of the highly transmissible coronavirus variant ahead of the Winter Olympics. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, meanwhile, is set to lift Plan B COVID restrictions in England, the Telegraph newspaper reported, as government scientists warn on the dropping of Plan B prematurely. COVID passports and work-from-home guidance are widely expected to be lifted from January 26 for England, the report said, adding that some rules on face masks may remain. New reports, meanwhile, say Prime Minister Johnson witnessed weekly drinking sessions by his staff throughout the pandemic, stoking fresh calls from his own party for the embattled leader to quit. And a Myanmar junta court has ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi with five new corruption charges related to the alleged hiring and purchase of a helicopter. Sources close to the case tell AFP. Be remote. I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.
VOA 1.